Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
How do you feel about, I mean, do you have any particular feelings one way or the other about Shakira or J-Lo?
I would, going into the halftime show, Carrie and I were talking, I said, I probably wouldn't be able to pick Shakira out of a lineup. If you put several attractive women up, I wouldn't know her because I don't follow her music. I know she does a song called Hips Don't Lie.
First, my parents get there. They call and they yell at me about DuPont Circle and how they can't find it and why isn't it in Georgetown. So I'm getting yelled at in Spanish 20 different ways.
It is looking closer to 11:30.
No. You mentioned that your studio is in Baltimore. I do not.
So
know
this
what
is I hear. Oscar, we are in Wisconsin and M. Are you closer to the North Face store that closed or the other store? And I said, nowhere near, old man. Like, you're a mile the wrong way.
Yeah.
And I hear my mom's like, estamos en Wisconsin.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Bloated. That is the only word that describes me today. Bloated.
Bloated.
Yeah, went to a Super Bowl party that I expected would be a halftime departure.
Okay.
Last minute, the babysitter kind of posted for us, so we were without child. And we went to my buddy Ole's house and ended up watching the entire game.
Well, for the first time in years, it was a game worth watching to the very end. It was so great.
The whole thing, and because it was a loud party and people were talking, I probably didn't get all the commercials. But as I wrote in my show prep today, good Super Bowl. Really good. Great? No, not quite great, but good. Really, really good. You know, come back, had it all. Mm-hmm. Didn't go down to the last minute, but it was pretty spectacular. The commercials, the ones that were funny, some of them hit really well, but I have to just, if I can gush, and then we will all give us our take.
Please.
All right. So Oscar's got a very special thing he wants to talk about with his Super Bowl and screwing over his dad. it's horrible.
Yeah, I know.
But I was sitting there and The party I was at was not well populated. I'm saying maybe 15 people.
That's
17
that's
people.
Great for a house party.
That's pretty good size.
It's a house party.
Yeah.
But there's a din when you get that many people in the mm-hmm. kitchen together. And my buddy's kitchen, like so many houses down here, is kind of morphs into the living area.
Yeah,
where there's
family
a TV.
Room.
Open
sure.
concept.
And there's a din.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
That Super Bowl show, and I've never said this in my life. It made me proud to be a Florida resident.
Oh, great.
That is the best Super Bowl show
halftime show
I have ever seen.
Yes.
And the reason, I'm a guy, first of all, that likes an attractive woman on camera.
How far have we come, Mike?
J-Lo and Shakira. Let me tell you something. I Oscar can probably talk about the naysayers out there. I'm not even aware of them yet because I haven't done a deep dive on it. I'm just telling you, the room stopped.
Yep.
Okay. And as far as these, I am not a pop music person. I like, I like my musicians to be unproduced. And so, but if you're going to give me a pop star at a Grammy or at a Super Bowl halftime show, give me that level of dedication and rehearsal and they were spectacular.
It was,
I think, the best Super Bowl show I've ever seen. Have there been bigger artists? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Has there been more star power? Absolutely. But I've never seen a production that was that well put together and rehearsed. Because you know what? When you're lip syncing your tracks, which you have to do at these things, how about you bring the dancing? And my
God.
Just when you thought it was over, it was another number. And you're, and it's not because they have so many hits. It's because they can do it.
Oh, and it was, and like you say, it was like five shows.
I was
because
like,
it just kept changing. Outfits changes and everything changes.
I thought Shakira was going to like hit like two of her smashes and then go straight into Jennifer Lopez, like just kind of transition in. And then they gave equal billing and then they got it together at the end.
Shakira, by the way, Shakira, who is, you know, she's a star.
Yes.
But I think, you know, she doesn't have the profile of J-Lo.
Not in the States. And internationally, she's massive.
Oh, is she really?
Shakira.
Welcome to being massive in America again, because that was, you know, that's the type of performance that can elevate somebody's career.
Oh, yeah.
Not that she needs any help.
No, no.
Wow, wow, wow. And the dancers, the hundreds of dancers that were so beautifully rehearsed.
Dead on. Spot on.
Everybody said that. I said, this is going to get raves tomorrow. And then I woke up today to hear that people were saying, I think it was a little too risque. I mean, okay. The Puritans weighed in on it? I don't, well, that's my two cents.
Now,
on
well,
that.
There's two, and I'm pulling up the tweet now that that got, and it's Twitter, so it's funny or it's sad or it's trollish. So,
trollish.
Yeah. Thank you. This actually made me laugh. And maybe because I'm a guy, and maybe just because that's who I am.
Okay.
Thank you. Thanks to the NFL, my 6-year-old just humped a hole into the couch. So
that's funny. That's not a slam. That's my 16-year-old just humped a hole. That's spectacular. Did you really mean it? Oscar, do you mean that Rob didn't like it?
No, he misinterpreted my post.
I misinterpreted his post.
My post was, and after,
what did your post say?
Because for, and I'll say something. Someone sent me a direct message that said, can the NFL ever get the sound mix right? I thought the sound mix was great. And I don't know,
the
maybe.
The sound mix will, for, and I'm deaf. The sound mix for me was perfect.
And especially, I was listening in surround in my basement, and it was dead on. But here's what I said. I said, I don't know what that was, but there sure was a lot of it. And that's a compliment.
Oh, that's a slam.
No, it's not.
That
it's because.
It's not a rave.
No,
Rob?
It's a jokey compliment in the fact that it kept going, and I'd never seen anything like it before. The costume changes, and here's what I forgot. You tended to forget while watching it that it was being done inside of a stadium in between two halves of a football game, because the presentation was so dynamic and never changing.
Do you see how you can?
Yeah, I can see it.
Yeah, because sure. I read that this morning. Because my also, feet, these are friends.
In this business,
have you been
of
drinking?
Show.
Were you drinking during the game?
Okay. What do you think?
I don't know. I mean, I've been to Super Bowl parties, so last year I didn't have anything to drink.
No,
at
I drank.
All.
I was drinking beer. And I was just having a good time. It was fantastic.
Before you post that, you think it was like he drinks his drink. Then he gets on his keyboard. And he's like, that wasn't Paul.
Oh, because it wasn't Paul McCartney?
Yeah.
No. So what's the post again? Let's break down the post.
Post was, I'm not sure what that was, but there certainly was a lot of it.
Okay. I'm not sure what that was is the equivalent of like one of the old farts down here going, what the hell was that?
Yeah, well, I'm sort of
that is.
I'm playing the old man card as a joke. It's a joke post. Okay. All right. I loved it.
You got mixed, you got some support. And the support you got, I don't know if you wanted, if you looked down your timeline.
There was a lot of dinging on the phone.
Oh, I
got to
get to his post.
Please, 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 please. Thank you.
Let's see the mobbers.
I read to Shannon. And I said, look what Rob wrote. And she's like, Rob, come on. Like, have an open mind.
Oh, God.
And,
wow.
And
my mind is open.
I know you're not a hateful person.
Right.
But I was like, no, he's just mad it wasn't a Beatle.
No. Well, you know, we're running out of Beatles. So. But that's another discussion for another time.
And
did you post a lot, or will there be one? Will I be able to get?
I did like five jokes.
You'll find it right away.
What's Nixon? Nixon? Oh, Nixon ad. Was there?
There was an ad that had Nixon. It was for Alexa.
Yeah.
And through the years, and apparently they made it look like Richard Nixon told a real assistant named Alexa.
Oh, you were loaded last night. You had lots of.
So just briefly,
Super Bowl fun fact, all caps. Going out of his mind. Okay, this is fun.
You see it.
All right. I'm not sure what that was, but there sure was a lot of it.
Yeah,
Liked immediately by Mr. Adam Sternberg.
Yeah.
The hippest guy I know.
Yeah. Well, he keeps me plugged in.
Doesn't Adam have ties to Florida?
Yeah, he lives there.
Yeah, he lives in Miami.
Yeah, hello.
Like outside of Miami.
But look at the comments.
When you say look at the comments. Here we go.
Yeah, they're all there. A lot or too much? And you don't answer that smartly. You had your wits about you with that. Just horrible.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. There they are. Stephen Zank.
See, it's not horrible. It was just over the top. It was great. I loved watching it.
It was not over the
top. What's over the top?
No, I mean, in the sides. Over the top is praise. I mean, it was huge. You said
it
yourself.
Come on, Rob. Own it. Own it, Rob. Come on.
Own what?
If you didn't like it.
I'm not sure what that was. That is another way of saying, what the hell was that?
Yeah.
No,
that's not music.
That is music. And that was, it was.
Where are the white performers?
It was a blast to watch. It was so great.
Where are the white performers?
Oh, God. Okay, all right. Awesome. Somebody, Eric. Yeah. All right. Eric, EQ.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. Right.
Let me see. J-Lo is 50 and Shakira has to be at least 40. Meanwhile, I broke a sweat eating these rib tips. That's funny.
That is funny.
You got a lot of funny people that follow you.
Yes, they do.
Okay, it's mostly positive.
Yeah, mostly positive.
But then oh, no.
Oh, no, what?
Your father writes.
Your father.
You remember what your father wrote?
I don't even believe my son.
It was astronomical.
He gets it.
Oh, God. there's negative
shtick.
Here.
Yeah, and then there's negative.
Yeah. But most people thought it was fantastic. Yeah. The Brooke Adina writes the ass time show. some of them I don't understand. But anyway,
No, it was not meant as a diss because I thought it was, as you said, it was fantastic and a blast to watch. It was everything all happening. And
World of Dance fans, you'll recognize that stage. Because it's a similar stage of World of Dance.
Okay.
It's all OLED panels. It looks beautiful on screen. And I can't believe they got it. Well, I can believe it. It's NFL.
It's funny how people. So someone wrote, this lady Lacey wrote to you. Do you know Lacey?
I don't know the name, no.
So she wrote, best description of the halftime show possible.
Yeah.
That is, it's people being careful not to say they didn't like it.
There's another post that said, and look, I can't tell you how to feel about this. You feel about it the way you want to. But somebody wrote, and I saw this, and it was interesting because the comments went back and forth between even family members. Uh-huh.
He wrote another post about it, you know.
Oh, Rob did?
Yeah.
Oh, earlier I didn't see that. Said, no.
I'm glad J-Lo seems to have gotten over her shyness.
You wrote that?
I did.
You were an old fart.
Oh, my God, Rob.
You are an old, prude fart.
Writing
did
jokes.
That make you uncomfortable, that much skin?
No.
Okay. Who are you with?
I was for halftime. It was just me and my wife.
Okay.
Robert came home for the third quarter.
This is what I feel like. This is how I know it was. You couldn't write a rave because your wife is next to you and she owns you. So you had to write something I hope this is the case. You had to write something that disses it because then she knows that you weren't really into it, but you were really into it. You couldn't show your hand.
Oscar, I'm so glad you have it entirely figured out. What that is.
Was your wife positive or negative about the half?
Positive. We were both positive about it. Yeah. But that was a joke because it came out that, I mean, J-Lo, you have to admit, she didn't halfway that. She did that 100%.
Yeah.
And the joke was, you know, she's gotten over her shyness because she was anything but shy.
I get the joke.
Fair.
It's not like the jokes have to be explained.
No, well, maybe sometimes with Oscar you do. I don't know.
Well, I don't know.
I'm also saying there with my wife, and I know what it feels like, and I'm not cucked, and Rob is, that I know what, you can't be like, oh, look at that. Look, she's really in great shape. Like, you can't say anything like that.
Well, I did. I did at the party I was at. I hope I didn't look like an ass, but I was like, people, my comment to the room out loud when I probably had enough gin at that point to, you know, I didn't think I had a lot of gin until Carla said at 5:45 this morning, Mike, get up. And then I was just like, I woke up this morning kind of going,
whoa. And gin is still sort of a new buddy for you, isn't it? You don't have a storied
buddy
history
I haven't
with gin.
Really gotten to know that well.
I was going
to
say, you got to get to know your buddies.
I'm still learning about him.
This is my buddy, Jin.
I said to the room, I said, that is going to get raves tomorrow.
Mm. Yeah.
That is going to get raves. I think the combination of sex and talent and rehearsal.
Culture.
you know, and just I thought it was cool. And yeah, culture of Miami, yes. Mm-hmm. Which anybody who's been to Miami, I have to say that it's just not like any other city in America. It's so spectacularly Latin. And if you have any like, if you like the music, if you like the culture, I have a blast. The music, there's a place, it's a tourist trap, but it's on the strip. It's on Ocean Boulevard over on South Beach. And I think it's called Mangoes, and they have salsa music. And it is just, it's very touristy, but they dance on the bars and that. I mean, think about that beat and that backbeat,
yeah,
and how much that permeates music in America now. I was, look, I'm somebody that is dumped on some of these shows where it's just not, there's not talent. There's too much talent up there.
Yeah.
And the rehearsal, the athleticism, she's 50 freaking years old.
Yes.
And she's amazing. Yeah. She's absolutely amazing. I could have done without A-Rod, you know, because I'm a Red Sox fan. I hate A-Rod being out there. That's in the fair. Audience going, but I mean, really, I'd be excited if I was A-Rod.
Yeah.
When I saw her up on stage. And Shakira, I've always found to be one of the most dynamic performers I've ever seen.
I just want to, if it's cool with you, Mike, I'd love to hear from the control room, see what their thoughts are.
Yeah, because we will get the man who dances to his own drummer, yeah. Mr. Pointy Boy Matt Bloom, mm-hmm. and then the youth movement of of our lovely crew, and the female representative,
yes.
Maddie Masiello, to find out. Let's go with Pony first. Pony, Pony, first of all, did you see it? Because I'd say there's a 50-50 chance 50-50 you did.
Fair. I saw the aftermath on the news today, and I thought it looked like it was really nice.
Answer the question directly.
I did not
Did you see it? You didn't see it.
Okay, no.
Did you watch the game?
You know what? I watched some of the game, and I said, this is boring. This is football in general, which I just don't like. And
this is a guy that would...
What did you do instead of watch a Super Bowl alone in your home?
You know what? I went to bed early. I was tired.
Oh, well, that's why your middle name is Fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you realize if this had been 1969, he'd be going to the library and saying, do you have a book about the moon landing?
God bless
Pony, thank you for your...
Thank you for the
You're
honor.
Very welcome.
Maddie Masiello, did you watch the game with your boyfriend?
I did. I had a few people over. We hosted. It was a lot of fun.
Right. There you go.
Was nice. There much
there
cheese?
You go.
Was much cheese?
There was all the cheese.
Oh, by the way, I was telling Rob, fat man moment. I'll get to it after.
All right, good.
About this guy that made sausages that we just...
What was the reaction to the halftime show?
Well, I think there were two men on that stage, and I think it were too many. Because that was a female, like, strong woman, Latina women, like, sensational performance. And I thought it was captivating and amazing and everything a halftime should be.
Oh, look at that.
All right. Mm-hmm. Perfect.
Did you catch John staring too much? Or you're like, all right,
we were all staring. I stared. It was amazing.
The women stared in our party, too. Everybody did. The women were staring at this because it was so exhilarating and captivating. And by the way, how cool would it be to be at a live show like that, if it was not like a Super Bowl halftime show, but
at
really
a concert?
Go to a concert.
Oh my God.
I might have put Shakira and J-Lo on my list to go and see.
What if you were one of the paid NFL people that had to stand down on the field and cheer and use laser pointers? That would be a great gig.
Oh, that's a little...
Yeah, see?
Yeah, there.
You just hated it. You hated it.
He hated it.
No, I didn't hate it. I did not hate it. I liked it, but I didn't. But don't you get bothered by the NFL.
The women were too hot, Mike.
Do you understand? I am not going to get mad at you or argue with you or put you down. You have every right to not like it.
I'd love to get
the counterpoint in here.
I liked it, but here's what
everything you wrote online and what you just said says you didn't like it.
I
don't like the NFLization of the fans that are paid to be there on the field or made to be there on the field.
Wonderful point. And I, you know what?
That's a detractor and a distraction from the actual, which was a dynamite
performance. But I didn't even notice them. I didn't even know. What I looked at were the dancers up on the stage. I looked at J-Lo's daughter.
Yes.
I looked at the little kids that they had, with the rehearsed dance moves that they, I mean, that was so, you know what? If you're going to get the gig to perform at a Super Bowl on the national stage with the millions upon millions of viewers, and it's so obvious they worked their asses off putting that together. That's what I like. Mm-hmm. I like to see that. You know, I don't, not that a raw talent couldn't come up there and perform.
Right.
But, you know, they don't have the capability of doing that kind of production show. And those, I hope that just stays alive, that
also,
type of show. You know,
by
Madonna
the way,
did it a little bit. J-Lo does it. It's great.
The poll not for nothing. We've all been seen poles one kind or another, whether you go and work out or you go to the actual club.
I know the pole you're talking about, though.
Maybe at a fire department.
Wobbly.
Yeah, it did not seem sturdy, right?
Where was OSHA?
Yeah.
That performance?
Right.
I was like, I've never seen someone hold. She probably had to maximize that effort with a wobbly pole.
It was probably harder to do I don't know what they call it, but it's like a plank when she's up there, she's horizontal.
Yeah.
Up in the air. I could watch it again. And I've never, ever said that about a Super Bowl. And the only thing, and when J-Lo had the first outfit on and then turned around and it looked like she had an adult diaper on where there were, right?
Sparkles,
and I said, that's her other outfit. That's the outfit she's wearing.
You showbiz man.
I did not know that.
I was very, and I did, it didn't get appreciated.
I was like, those Spanx.
I also met a guy at the party I was at that was so drunk that he couldn't express himself, which is a different kind of drunk. I'm sure he's feeling pretty bad today. But I asked him, you guys from New England? And then we started talking about the Whalers.
Yeah.
And then he said, my kid got a Whaler jacket. We had, and he was trying to describe when you bid on a shutdown storage locker.
You
pay the money and you see it's like a grab bag, but he wasn't able to articulate it, which I found pretty funny.
But
he made it sound like it was a duffel bag, it was interesting.
But as a good party goer, did you sort of string him along to try to get it out?
I minimized
my
time.
How about the sausage?
I was literally walking over to be polite to make sure I said hello to everybody at this gathering where we are not well known. And I extricated myself from it because it was a guy that was the drunk friend. And then it was a couple that were young. They weren't at my buddy's party last year. Mm-hmm. And then she did the thing where I was sitting there talking with them, said hello, and then they started hugging each other. And I said, I didn't say it out loud, but I was walking away going, okay, well, nice talking to you, rude, drunk people. And I went over and resumed my spot in front of the telly. My buddy Jin, and then this beautiful sofa that my friend has has deep cushions.
Yes.
Deep, it's like they're long.
Yeah.
As soon as my ass touched it, I was looking over at my wife to in a crowded room to try to communicate that I can't do it. I was unsuccessful. Yeah, yeah. I was trying with my eyes to communicate, you're going to have to help me.
Oh, no.
And at the end, I'm talking to this very nice lady, and I said, could you help me? Because I had to.
At that point,
I literally needed,
you had to move.
I needed the first nudge to get
bit
up there. My core strength is not significant enough to extricate me from this sofa that I'm in, that where the cushion on my ass is so deep that
so
I'm practically sticking my legs out straight on it.
I'm guessing, Mike, is it a sectional sofa?
It was a sectional.
Yeah, that's yeah. That is
it was
something.
It was a leather sectional.
I was going to guess leather. They tend to sit deep. They really do.
And I literally, it was so deep that my knees were almost behind the the drop off.
Yeah, and especially you probably could have avoided it if you had known what was ahead of you. If you had sat further forward, but you probably
went all the way.
If
I had the armrest, but because the armrest position was taken,
prime position,
and also the armrest position was not the view of the TV.
You'd be
more to the side of the TV, and I wanted to get
prime
that.
Time
and
seating.
I'm fine with armrests. That's what they're there for. For an old man to haul himself up and take care of.
I like that you didn't shy away from asking a stranger to help you up, because most people would have sat there.
So what we'll do is we will take a break. There's more to discuss because I want to hear Oscar's story about that. And, we'll see when more with the Super Bowl and a breakdown of Rob's racism when we come back.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Phil? Hey, Phil?
I love it.
Phil? Phil Connors? Phil Connors, I thought that was you.
How you doing? Thanks for watching.
Hey. Now, don't you tell me you don't remember me, because I sure as heck fire remember you.
Heck fire.
Not a chance.
Ned! Ryerson! Needle Nose Ned, Ned the Head. Come on, buddy. Case Western High. Ned Ryerson, I did the whistling belly button trick at the high school talent show. Bing! Ned Ryerson got the shingles real bad senior year, almost didn't graduate. Bing again. Ned Ryerson, I dated your sister Mary Pat a couple times till you told me not to anymore. Well?
Ned Ryerson?
Bing!
Bing! So did you turn pro with that belly button thing, Ned, or
no,
what?
Phil, I sell insurance.
What a shock.
Do you have life insurance? Because if you do, you could always use a little more. Am I right or am I right or am I right? Right, right, right.
Ned, I would love to stand here and talk with you, but I'm not going to.
See. Hey, that's all right. I'll walk with you. You know, whenever I see an opportunity now, I charge it like a bull. Ned the Bull, that's me now. You know, I got friends of mine who live and die by the actuarial tables, and I say, hey, it's all one big crapshoot anywho. Tell me, have you ever heard of single premium life? Because I think that really could be the ticket for you. Oh, God! It is so good to see you. What are you doing for dinner?
Something else. It's been great seeing you, Needlehead. Take care.
Watch out for that first step. It's a doozy.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, or TMO, is to our friends a worldwide podcast and radio show with a family of listeners who are unrivaled in their love and support for their program, and we sure appreciate it. If you're a first-timer, sit back, relax, and prepare to be entertained. And for our longtime friends, thank you from the bottom of our hearts for spreading the word every day about TMOS.
From Kansas City, Kansas, Missouri.
See that tweet?
Oh, yes. So sad.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. We have to talk about it. From Zelianapol, Pennsylvania.
Nice.
Did I do it?
I believe you did.
Zelianapol, people. People who need people from Zilliana people. Fairview, Utah, Plumas Lake, California, Cold Springs, Nevada, and Adelaide, South Australia. Mm. Our hearts go out to all the people in Australia dealing with that. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now and brought to you by Harry's.
Harry's.
Just a couple of hours ago, the Harry's razor was gliding effortlessly across my big jowly Irish face. And I love it because I love Harry's. What if there was a 50% off sale happening every time you went shopping for razors? Shaving with Harry's is kind of like that. They offer premium blade refills as low as $2 each. That's up to 55% off compared to the price of Gillette Fusion Pro Shield.
Mm-hmm.
Harry's believes everyone deserves... And how about that name? Well, I won't go into it. But
no.
Gillette Fusion Pro Shield.
Very, very
Transformer,
articulate, strong...
Harry's believes everyone deserves quality shaving supplies at a fair price. They don't inflate blade prices or add unnecessary features to their razors like flex balls or heated handles, and you can feel good about your purchase. I love the product. It's fantastic. 100% quality guarantee. If you don't love your shave, let them know, and they'll give you a full refund. 1% of the proceeds are set aside for nonprofit organizations devoted to helping provide access to better health care for men and veterans. Harry's has a special offer just for our listeners. New customers get $5 off a trial set at harrys.com/TMOS. You'll get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel with aloe, and a travel cover. Join the millions of guys who've already switched, and go to harrys.com/TMOS to claim your offer. It's Monday after the Super Bowl. I think we are giving it a pretty decent review here, and Rob is not a racist. So
no.
For any of you that are listening for the first time,
yeah.
We kid, we joke, you know. But it's bittersweet for me.
Thank you for the clarification.
Well, I just sometimes, you know, when we make a joke,
yeah,
we
if you're just coming back, yeah,
exactly.
The show.
True enough.
But I think there's you're sort of easing into an inner curmudgeon that is going to be very fun for the show, where you kind of you know, like that. But I understand that
that wasn't,
you
know, rock and roll.
That wasn't. Where were the horns? Where's the swing? Where's the 2-4 beat?
You're not sure what that was.
No, it was, right? If I were to go to, say, a concert that would be of my choosing,
Yes.
Like one that I would go and go to.
Yeah.
It probably would not appear to be like that show. Now, that doesn't mean I didn't
feel like
that
an
show.
Old man right now when you say that, I go, Stevie Wonder.
Yes. The Stevie Wonder was very good.
You went
good.
To Stevie Wonder.
I saw the Stevie Wonder. I
like
saw
old people
him.
Used to go, I've seen Sammy Davis Jr. 5 times in concert.
But that doesn't diminish, and the fact that I agree with 100% of what you said, it was a sensational show, and it was beautiful. It was built. I can only imagine what it looked like live. But another thing they did is they so built that for television.
Yeah.
That was such a great viewing experience, and it really blows
what
your mind that they
didn't you like about it.
Yeah, what didn't you like?
I can't
great
think.
Question.
Of, I. The only thing, and I'm jaded, and if you listen to the bonus
sorry.
Show...
You're so much fun sometimes because it's
I love
just...
It.
If you
I
listen to the
we're
bonus
all different.
Show...
We're all different.
You know that you and I...
Some of us like different, some of us don't.
We have... I wish you were really different, Oscar. So, no, and the bonus show this week...
This is just funny.
We talked about how the NFL has soured us on many things NFL, right?
Yes. And yeah, we were very negative. Going into this game, I was kind of like, the yeah. NFL, It was really refreshing to see all the new faces. Andy Reid getting his first win. Patrick Mahomes, you know, developing his touch and stuff. I was kind of, you know, as the game progressed, when I went into the game, I didn't really have a dog in the fight. And then as it progressed,
I got a rooting
felt
interest,
that Kansas
right?
City vibe and was happy to see them come from behind. I wouldn't have cared that much if San Francisco won another one, you know.
But it is just, there's always that little tip of bitterness for me when I watch something that the NFL produces because sometimes it's very, very NFL. And why the show itself, the right. music and the singing and the dancing, and it was dazzling. Then I see the fake crowd that they put around them.
And that happens every year.
I know, yeah. but it's still, I can't lie and say it doesn't bother me. I can't say I didn't notice it because I think, you know what they're doing? They're in a small way, they put them down there to trick us. Like it's a real right. concert. Well, you okay. know what? It's not. And it is a show.
But that's
and,
every award show. It's everything on TV. It's calculated.
That's true.
Yeah.
I don't have to like it, though. Yeah, and so that bothers me a little
bit. How do you feel about, I mean, do you have any particular feelings one way or
about
the other
game.
About Shakira or J-Lo?
I would, going into the halftime show, Carrie and I were talking, I said, I probably wouldn't be able to pick Shakira out of a lineup. If you put several attractive women up, I wouldn't know her because I don't follow her music. I said, I know she does a song called Hips Don't Lie.
I think she's Latin.
And then Carrie said, that's very good. And I said, thank you very much. Now, Jennifer Lopez, I like quite a bit. But okay. But Shakira,
what
I don't.
What about this, and this is novel, and this is not against you. So, but I think you're like most people. If you didn't grow up in an international home, and it wasn't like just Shakira globally as outside of the U.S., it's yes. just a massive star.
I imagine she is.
It sounds like you're on the fence about whether you would caucus for Shakira. You wouldn't caucus for Shakira, and you're maybe on the fence about whether or not you'd caucus for J-Lo.
Right.
If it was yeah. J-Lo to vote for or caucus for,
well,
or Paul McCartney, you'd pull the lever for Paul.
Well, I mean, it depends. I don't want to see Paul planking on a pole.
You like a familiar
right. I'm not sure.
You like a familiar right. last name.
McCartney.
Just
can you get any more
pale?
Western European.
That is so pale.
McCartney,
so
pale. As so, opposed to Lopez.
Mike, do you know, so depending on who you're watching with and what the viewing experience was, one of our team members, because we were working, we'll get to that in just a little bit, said, you know, I don't know all these songs from J-Lo because I know her more as an actress than a singer. Because
that makes complete sense.
And
I know her more as an actress.
Purview, yeah. because yep. growing up, it was like hit after hit after hit after hit of, I feel like she's always a singer before an actress.
And I have argued with a lot of people because J-Lo has made some turkeys in her career.
Correct.
But mm-hmm. I've always said
made
that
in
I
Manhattan.
Thought, I've said it on the air. I have thought that J-Lo is an underrated actress.
Yeah.
I did not think she deserved a nomination for... the stripper movie.
No, I didn't think that.
Yeah, that's stripper
overblown.
Movie.
But
yeah,
I do
that
think
was overhyped.
I think no that pun. When you are in an acting arena, especially in motion pictures, that's when you're going to cross more borders, more boundaries, and get to know more people.
But
to
if
know
you're
her.
Younger, you know her as an actress.
Yeah.
For the majority of people,
and also
that would make sense because you weren't in college listening. To Jenny from the Block.
But your age range, I mean, that was a sort of a laser focus top 40 type
it was
our audience.
Yeah, yes, you know, my
here's
people.
Here's the thing about J-Lo.
Yes, people of your age, Oscar.
What was the judging music show she was on for a while? Was it
American Idol?
American Idol?
Yes,
was
sir.
It, or America's
American,
Got Talent?
American Idol. Ameri-
was she on Idol? Right.
Yes.
American Idol.
After its prime. Look. After its prime.
After its prime. And but slump. She, every week, she just, I mean, talk about, I have this amazing respect for people that put themselves together.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that are on television.
Yep.
It can be a guy, or it can, and by the way, the Jason Momoa commercial was pretty damn funny.
Oh, yeah.
When he
surprised
took off
me.
His,
I like
his
that,
muscles.
Yeah.
That was pretty funny. But, you know, skinny arms.
Funny.
Always equals a laugh for me.
Yeah.
But she always is just, I get this sense that J-Lo works so hard being presentable to her public.
Yeah.
And that, I'm a massive fan. And she's just got it going on, and she always has, but she works at it.
Well,
too.
she is.
That's why she's 50 and she's able to do what she does. I hate to keep gushing, but
she's truly an entertainer, because she did get her start as a very, very popular singer, and that would have been a solid career. But to turn that into motion pictures and television host, I mean, that's
it's
banging on all eight. Yeah,
think.
It's great.
It's the work ethic that she's got. The Super Bowl, and then I'm going to get to your thing with your dad.
Okay.
Because I want to do a sad dad. This is 27 years. Can you believe that? It is 27 years ago today that I lost my father.
Oh.
That I had flown back from Pasadena, California, where we were at another Super Bowl, and my mom had said, I will only message you if they put him on morphine. And I got to my hotel room after doing our live broadcast, and I walked into my room, and I saw the red light on the phone, and I knew it. And then overnight, I flew across the country. Coincidentally, actually, at about 8:30 in the morning, met my sister, who I think had driven in from New Jersey, at the hospital, at Hartford Hospital.
I mean, you walked in at the same time?
We came in at the in the garage at the same time. Nobody there, you know, crack of dawn.
Sure.
And we walked in, and he hung on. And it was it was a discussion as to whether I would go out to the Super Bowl to work anyway. And my mom said, we don't know. And then to fly all the way across the country. I was thinking I was going to a vigil, and then my mom said the same thing. We just don't know. It could be 2 days. It could be 2 weeks. We don't really know. You have to live your life. And we had that discussion again. We'd already had it, but we had it again. Flew back, I think on Saturday or Sunday. I don't remember which day. It was probably Saturday. And I ended up flying back home, and he passed away Tuesday, February 3rd, at the age of 77. And it's always been kind of a bitter, sweet time. And, you know, yesterday I just found myself, even before I went to the game and the party we were going to, just doing a deep dive on my father's obit. And, you know, and I just, you know, it was, I look back on what he had, and he had COPD. They didn't even know what it was back then. But I think that's what it was. It was an emphysema brought on by years and years and years and years of cigarette smoking, and he had that. And he will be missed. He was a captain in the United States Army in the Pacific in World War II. He was a brilliant man. He was a writer, a great copywriter as far as advertising. He did a great job, worked for an insurance company, Aetna Life and Casualty, in their advertising department, which is, you know, I've always said I hate insurance companies, but at least he worked in the good part of it,
right?
You know, where they were. And he was clever. He was a clever guy. Renaissance man. He liked classical music. He liked baseball. He liked jazz. He had a rough life himself. Lost his mother, I think, when he was 6 years old.
Hmm.
Lost his father when he was 14 or 15 years old. Raised by spinster old maid aunties that never worked a day in their lives. And his father, my grandfather, was the first Irish Catholic judge in the state of Connecticut, which was a big deal because, yes, I am descended from people. When you talk about maybe my understanding of people and dealing with the crap, yes, the Irish went through that crap too, where they weren't included. And so it's sad. And I thought about him, and I always get a little blue this time of the month. And
I know this about
you. I realize
you.
What it is.
I know this about you, that you always sort of dreaded the Super Bowl trips because it
hated
brought
it
back
after that.
It brought
hated
up all it, the bad it, memories. It. And I do, we had Oscar and I both had the honor of speaking to your mom on the phone several times.
Yes.
Right.
And she
right.
was delightful. I regret never having spoken to your dad because I would have loved to have just gotten into him just a little bit. Just a little bit would be fun.
I'm thinking something now that I can't say on the air, but I'll tell you in the break. But that's okay. Just for you two. Okay. Then I'll tell you. Yeah. All right. The other thing I wanted to say about my my father is that right to the end, he was always had a wit about him. He was not a super like funny guy, but he loved to laugh, and he loved to laugh. And even when he would go into a restaurant at the end of his life, towards the end of his life, with an oxygen tank on him, he would make jokes with people, and it was wonderful. And as far as my mom is concerned, my mom rallied only about a year afterwards because she had taken care of him for about 14 years. Well, you do the math, Rob. He got sick at during when I graduated high school and my sister got married. That was 1977 is when he got sick.
Okay.
He was sick. He got sick at my right around the time of my sister's wedding in 1977 to Paul.
Okay. All right.
And then he passed away in 1993. So separate, and that, and if you do run those two numbers, you'll know how many
16
years.
16 years, probably closer to 17
of battling this, where he would crash and he would be out. I don't talk about it a lot because it just doesn't come up on the show because it was a long time ago. But there were horrible days when you're coming in here and you have to be happy. The medicine that they would give him to help him breathe would make his skin paper soft. You see a lot of old people that have lots of skin issues with bruising and stuff like that. It's usually because they're on some kind of steroid to help them breathe.
I can't imagine.
Help them deal with that. Yes. That
it's an amazing fact that she cared for him for that long, but also think that if the care started in 1977.
77, he went into the hospital.
That's at least two eras of medicine ago. And
true love.
The way that that had to have been an amazing journey. Just so
hard. He would rally, and then he would crash again. He would rally, and that went on for 16 years. And it was tough. The worst one was I went up there to see them, and he took a tumble in the garage. And because his skin was so thin, it practically peeled off the layer of skin on his forearm where he hit the dirt. He wrapped himself up in a bandage. He wrapped himself up in a bandage and insisted on going to the airport with me. And that was the all-time worst part of the whole run for me because I felt so, you can't help him. You can't do what, and it sucked. But he was that kind of guy. He liked to do that. And he liked, he introduced me. Were our passions, the Boston Red Sox was a major passion with my father and I, and probably more importantly, Buddy Rich, the music of Buddy Rich, was hugely important. And also as far as becoming successful on the radio and doing what I did, he really didn't give a rat's ass about that.
Except for Rob, have that in common.
There's plenty of people in my family that didn't support me.
Stop picking on Rob. William Joseph O'Mara.
Thank you for sharing
veteran,
that,
Mike. Amen, brother.
Salute. Let's take a break, and then I want to come back about a happy story about Oscar's Super Bowl. You said you had probably the best Super Bowl party you've ever been to?
The best Super Bowl experience I've ever been to. And after that story, feel horrible of what I had to do to my father to get to that.
We'll do more as our Super Bowl special continues on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
Hello, this is Bernie Sanders talking to you about the shopping center at TMOS. You got the Target.com, Macy's.com, and my favorite, Walmart.com, where I go every month to buy new sneakers. I buy my sneakers at Walmart.com through the TMOS website. It's marvelous. You'll love it. And you're stimulating the economy and you're getting health care for everyone. All right, I know they're not related, but just remember this. TMOS Shopping Center, Walmart, Bernie Sanders, sneakers. Are we clear? Thank you and good evening.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by KiwiCo. We all love a good subscription box, right? Right?
Right? Right? Right? Right?
Ned Ryerson.
Needle Nose Ned.
Ned the Head. They're all the rage. So say hello to KiwiCo. A KiwiCo subscription is the perfect activity kit for every young explorer, engineer, and artist in your life. Get them started right. KiwiCo creates super cool hands-on projects for kids. They learn about science, technology, Engineering, Art, and Math. That's called STEAM, by the way. Michael absolutely loves his, and he gets a new box every month. Each box has all the supplies needed for that month's project with easy instructions and an educational magazine so the learning continues. KiwiCo is a convenient, affordable way to encourage your children to be anything they want to be. No commitment, and you can cancel anytime. Monthly options start at $16.95 per month, shipping included. Our listeners can go to kiwico.com/TMOS to get their first month free. That's KIWICO.com/TMOS. Every day counts when it comes to making a difference, so don't miss out on this amazing opportunity. Again, go to kiwico.com/TMOS and get your first month free. That's kiwico.com/TMOS. So, Oscar, you said you had an amazing Super Bowl experience. We all thought you were going to be spending the day with your papa.
Yes.
But that didn't work out. So tell us your tale.
On Friday evening, late afternoon, get a hot call from Bristol, Connecticut, ESPN, where there is a request that if some of our team members at Podcast Village are available to work on a video essay that may or may not air with no commitments, no affirmations, no guarantees on television on ESPN right after the Super Bowl. We know nothing about it. We get the ask, and of course, like, you got to answer that bell. I talked to the team. We figured out how it was going to work together, who was available, and what was possible. So we get it together, and at that point, I realized, whoa, got to call my dad. Because we were supposed to watch the game together in Olney, Maryland.
Right.
And now we're going to be at the Podcast Village Studios.
Will your dad like the fact that you are toiling, that you're laboring? I mean, he's kind of put that in you, right? Yeah. He instilled that in you to work
my
your ass
mom
off,
so. Loves it.
Right.
My dad, I will tell you until, and I don't want to read ahead, until a certain point, and you'll know when, understood it.
Okay.
And
all right.
So I call my father, and he thinks I'm ditching him.
But like, Mike, I understand that understanding and pride are different.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, they are. Yeah.
So both come full circle.
I understand.
I call my dad, and he Friday legit thinks I'm ditching him. I try to talk through. I was like, hey, Dad, this is like a big deal for the company, like. I have to be there. We have to make sure this is right. It's got to be a home run and own goal, as we would say in the family.
Because soccer.
Yeah, because soccer. Yeah.
I get it.
So he's mopey. Thanks. He's mopey.
I'm hip.
And I said, Dad, please, if you can, if you're up for it, because this is what he does. He goes, okay, I hope to see you before I leave for Bolivia again. So I get that. And
he's
I'm
going
like,
to Bolivia again.
He's going back right. soon.
How much of that was just dripping with
guilt? It's Latin guilt. It's just what we live.
Latin guilt.
Yeah. I said,
and didn't you offer him to come into the podcast?
I was like, Dad, I was like, if you and Mom want to come here, like, this is a cartoon-sized television.
Yeah,
and
big TV.
Like, we'll be working, but I'll get food. Like, we'll do it up. Like, come hang out. You can see what we do. He's never been. Especially to the studios downtown.
New one, right.
And he didn't come till like maybe a week ago here. So he just is happy that we're working. I'm not asking him for money, at least not all the time. So
so are you going to invite him to the one downtown?
I want to invite, because that's.
Is that where you did your project?
That's where we did the project. We've never worked on a video essay before. We weren't really aware of the context. We just knew that this was a big project and an important project.
Just so we're clear, and Mike and I have seen the video essay.
Yes.
Can you thumbnail what a video essay is for someone who doesn't know?
It's a mini documentary that you will watch usually on Fox or ESPN.
It's really more like an elongated promo.
Thank you.
And when
that's
I say
nice.
Promo.
That's nice, yeah.
It's not a documentary. It's almost making a commercial slash statement,
mm-hmm.
which
okay.
is what it was. And
Thank
it was
you.
A wonderful statement about Patrick Mahomes.
We're still learning the lingo, but
and,
Mike, you clearly
and
get
black
what we're
quarterbacks
saying.
In the NFL,
yes,
which
yes.
was very, very moving, very well done, very edgy. And it was very, very cool, you know, because you realize that, it, you know, everything that it is in that is true.
Yes.
About the how difficult it was for the NFL to accept African-American quarterbacks.
To break
really,
through.
Really, really hard.
To break through.
And it's really well done. It's
beautiful.
I watched it right before this.
So we get, so my dad says, okay, how about this? We'll come at 11 because that's, they want, they're like, we'll come for lunch.
Okay.
So they.
Was he still giving you the guilt?
Because lunch is not
hey,
the
listen,
game.
No,
we're not going to do your game.
We would like to be at home with you.
Yes.
Since you are ditching us, we are going to come.
We will instead come to your office and watch Meet the Press. And maybe a little bit of Face the Nation.
So both days, Saturday starts at 9 a.m., Sunday starts at 8 a.m. Okay. So by the time my dad gets there, we're knee deep in this project. And. I won't bore you with the ins and outs, but I'll get to the fun part for those of you that like broadcasting and how it works, because this was new for us. First, my parents get there. They call and they yell at me about DuPont Circle and how they can't find it and why isn't it in Georgetown. So I'm getting yelled at in Spanish 20 different ways. And
it is looking closer to 11:30.
Did you mention that your studio is in Baltimore? I do not
so
know.
This is, I hear oh, Scott. We are in Wisconsin and M. You're at 1900 and M. Are you closer to the North Face store that closed or the other store? And I said, no, we're here, old man. Like, you're a mile the wrong way.
Yeah.
And I hear my mom's like, estamos en Wisconsin. This isn't helping. I said, here's the address. Put this in the little machine.
Yeah.
And then please come. We'll see you when you get here. They get there. They come in. And I think when they finally see this M Street, which is a television studio, and our team editing, my dad, like, it hits him. He's like, holy S, this is why you're killing yourself. This is why it's 7 days a week. Like, right. This is not child's play. This is
the real deal.
This is the real deal.
Right.
And you could see him, and I got over my dad, like, understanding or buying into what I chose my path in life a while ago. I thought it had until, right. I walk out into the lobby and I just had to go back cause a call came in from Bristol and it was a good 5 minutes. And I see my dad and mom sitting there and my dad's like, I'm so proud of you.
Oh, that's sweet.
That is awesome.
Like, I like that.
Cause he saw the piece. He saw a rough cut of the piece that you saw. He realized that it's not just like we're not just making jokes. It's not just about sports. We're trying to make an impact, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And all of us are in our own way. And then we go and get a quick bite. But he's like, this is the first time he's ever been like, so how does this work? Or how does and this is where I can pivot into my parents within the hour saying goodbye. You do the Lord's work. We get what you do now.
Right.
Please. And we're going, oh, so that gave you kind of that that guilt was removed.
It was removed because they understood how important it was and why we were doing what we were doing. And
so
why,
were you able to wrap up what you did before kickoff?
We wrapped up within an hour and I went back and I was getting notes from the team as I was sitting there with my parents. And they weren't like, oh, why are you looking at your phone? They realized that we were going back and forth and I was making this. My dad actually said, if you can't eat, we understand. I was like, no, right. You came all the way. Like, right. I got to go. And
but you wrapped up all the work you were doing before so you could enjoy the game.
No. There's no wrapping up. It's the hour. So this is, we're done at 12:30. So just give you some perspective. There's a photographer and that's shooting all these rough shots. And they have a rough outline of what this the video essay we put together. And then we, as a team, have to put it all together perfectly to a voiceover that comes in from Los Angeles. And we are making in real time two versions that if the Chiefs lose or the Chiefs win, and we have to get it ready to send to Bristol for SportsCenter in time. This is the first time I've ever had to do like real time production, waiting for video to come in, pictures. And we are all, there's six people in this room, living in this room.
This is so mind blowing to me to have to think about that they are really producing not only just one beautiful piece, two beautiful pieces that have to be ready to have the trigger pulled the minute that the clock hits zero on the
right.
Super Bowl. It's like when you see in an old movie when they have two front pages prepared after an election.
When did you finish the two pieces?
As soon as the game ended. because we had...
You needed footage, right?
We needed the footage. We needed the footage of the hoisting of,
of
the Lombardi Trophy. And
But you were confident that that one piece of the puzzle would be acceptable.
So this
and
is great.
SportsCenter Eastern time is like 11 o'clock.
It's coming 11:30, right? So we're getting calls back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. They have to be reviewed. They have to go, like, this is a big process. You have to get clearance on all the audio,
this
clearance on all
the. This is a big deal for ESPN, correct?
It's a big deal.
The content of this, which is a very racially charged promo, has to be cleared. It was kudos to ESPN for putting that on the air.
Yes.
For anybody that saw it, and we should post it on our our page. I'd like people to see it.
Yes.
That's terrific. So did you get to anybody you want to give props to for this?
So Allison Krauss from our team, our very own Rob Ford.
Rofo!
Yes. Adam
Rofo featured in News You May Not Need today.
Adam Epstein.
Adam is great.
My wonderful, tolerant, patient, beautiful wife, Shannon.
Right.
And myself and Jeff DiNicola from ESPN and Sharon Matthews. This is a team puts this together. This is not siloed. Amazing. This is
very cool.
This is
biggest thing you've ever done for ESPN.
This is for Podcast Village, absolutely, as a team and myself personally. But to be part of that that production side, where we've done it here, and I can't compare what that is to doing what we do. The only the only win is when you're done and you see it and it's. For television and for digital, like you have to create three different versions once it's cleared. You flow out of the studio like we flow out of the studio when we know we've had a great show.
All right. So that was fascinating. And I know that's why you had the experience you did on your greatest Super Bowl ever. With that said, I saw the video. I see what you're capable of. I'm sorry, but it always ends up being about me. I would like a commercial for the Mike O'Mara Show. Okay.
A commercial or a video essay?
I want the talent he works with every goddamn day to go to put something right.
Right.
You saw it too?
Yes. Yes.
How good is that? How good would that be if you like turned it into something with it? And are we going to be able to afford a media buy? No, but it's something to have.
Right.
Put out there. Mm-hmm. All right. I want to get on it. Get on it as soon as possible. But I'm proud of you. You did a great job.
Yeah, you should
that.
Be very and proud, Oscar.
You're able to watch the game too.
Yes.
So that's
yes.
That.
It was fascinating at times. We had to turn the game off because we're working, right?
Right.
And you can't help but want to watch the game.
Yes. I know. I was having a conversation with a woman that I'm going to do an auction for, and she's talking to me, and I'm kind of looking at the game too.
Yeah.
You just can't avoid looking rude. Yeah. That's the way it goes. All right, we will take a break. Some last thoughts on the Super Bowl when we come back, because there's something that's just I have to mention.
All right.
It's going to piss some people off, but I don't care. We'll do that when we come back right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Well, bye.
Oh, back in the old days of my neighborhood in Brooklyn, we had a thing called I Know a Guy. Need something fixed? I know a guy. Need something broken? I know a guy. Need something to disappear? Psst. I know a guy.
Psst.
But now in these modern times of technology, the I Know a Guy is the MikeOMaraShow.com. So head over there and click on the shopping center banner. Forget about it. Where you can practically get anything from Macy's.com, Walmart.com, and Target.com. So shop to your heart's content today. Now let's return to the only guy that really matters, Mike O'Mara.
Thank you for understanding that, Paulie. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Sleep Number. Fact, 9 out of 10 couples prefer a different mattress firmness. What will you do? What will you do?
What will you do?
Really sorry. I've done some really good Sleep Number commercials for almost a decade, and this is not the best effort I've ever had. Let me just tell you, I love the product, okay? I'm going to read the end of the commercial that I have to read to you, and then I'm going to tell you how I feel. My Sleep Number setting is a 90, Carlos is a 65, and we love it. Discover proven quality sleep and save 50% on the 360 limited edition smart bed now during the Ultimate Sleep Number event. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com/TMOS. And when you go, tell them Mike O'Mara sent you.
Yes.
A person just last week did this. You're not going to regret it. I have had this product for nearly a decade. That's how much I love it. I love my Sleep Number bed. Carla loves her Sleep Number bed. Get a Sleep Number bed. It's simple. It's the best bed you will ever buy. That's it. That comes from me. I sleep on one every night unless I'm, you know, passing out in the easy chair, which may have happened last night after the gin at the Super Bowl. I'm sorry for giving you all this information, but I wanted to tell you how much I love
it. It's a mighty textured spot. Yes.
All right. Thank you. That was
fantastic.
From the president of the United States. Look, we have fun with the president all the time on this show, but we haven't had this. But this is one that is really
this is
the
real
books.
Deal. That I think. Look, it doesn't. It's not even about politics. It's about comedy.
Yeah,
this is comedy, and from the president who tweets. It looks like maybe 10:24 p.m.
As soon as the game's over,
came out from Donald J. Trump. Congratulations to the Kansas City Chiefs on a great game and a fantastic comeback under immense pressure. You represented the great state of Kansas and, in fact, the entire USA so very well. Our country is, and then caps, proud of you.
God.
Yeah, Mr. President, as I'm sure you were informed after this went out to the nation, it's Kansas City, Missouri.
Yes.
Not Kansas City, Kansas.
Who do you think gives them a heads up?
Like, doesn't he
is
have
it a family member
that,
or is well, it I, a, is it a cabinet member says
it's a handler.
Yeah, and his poor staff, his poor handlers, you know? Yeah,
because I want to believe Melania knows that, but I don't know if that's Melania's role to say, hey.
I believe that there are probably two types of tweets. They're the tweets that he clears, that he runs through his little staff. And then the ones that's like, well, it's about a football game.
Yeah.
I can handle this without any problem.
Under the sports category, they've given me the green light.
Right.
Right. Claire McCaskill from the great state of Missouri says, it's Missouri, you stone cold idiot. And she circles it. It just, I mean, you can't make it up, right?
No, well, you can't.
You can't make it up.
And this is where I'm sure like every late night host, maybe they won't, but a writer's room says if we knew that he was a drinker once in a while or was drinking, like you're like, all right, give that guy a pass.
Right,
he's
right.
At a Super Bowl party. But he's a known like teetotaler. He doesn't drink, which is fine.
Right. Yeah. Maybe he should.
Well, that's
maybe
what I'm saying.
Like,
I would want my president to have a few beers and then write that and maybe like, he's just having a good time.
Yeah. But there's no excuse.
But there's no reasoning for this.
Mm-hmm. Right. Eugene from Maryland wrote, Donald Trump as president of the United States didn't know that the Kansas City Chiefs were from Missouri and actually thought they were from the great state of Kansas. That means he doesn't really watch football and just pretends to care about the Super Bowl.
Or geography?
Yeah. Oh, your geography. Oh, okay. That's it. I just wanted to say that. We have to take a break.
He's just the president, Mike. That's it.
Just the president. And once again, we didn't get to the Dotson story.
Which,
sometime this
week.
Long
tail, Mike. Long
intern
tail.
Dotson will be featured on this program.
I got a direct message from a lady. She said, did I miss it? I said, no.
What's Dotson's first name again, Rob?
Matt Dotson.
Matt Dotson, let me say that later on in the show this week, you will be representing the great state of Kansas.
Thank you. We'll come back with news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Ha! Kenny the Cactus again. Oh! I'm Fredo the Ficus. I'm Kenny's oldest Paisan. Not too long ago,
so
Fredo
deep.
And I decided
so
to do
inside.
A podcast together. But we couldn't agree on a topic. I wanted to do a podcast on desert plants. And I wanted to do a podcast on movies. Oh, forget about it. I said,
a ficus, Mike.
I'm a cactus, stupid. I don't have eyes, so I can't watch movies. Well, until we can agree on a topic, at least we can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show using our favorite podcast app. I like to use Apple Podcasts. And I like Spotify. Oh, forget about it. Italian stereotypes. All you have to do is open your favorite app and search for the Mike O'Mara Show. And now, back to the man with the deepest roots, Mike O'Mara.
Thanks so much, whoever you are. Ficus. Welcome back. Who is it? Ficus.
Ficus.
Fredo Ficus. The Ficus.
Fredo the Ficus. Not real sure how I feel about that one. Welcome back to the show brought to you by Zappos 2020. I'm loving this year already.
Yes.
And it's only going to get better. The Kansas City Chiefs are the greatest football team in the world. Hooray for the AFC/NFC Circle One. AFC.
AFC.
The Masked Singer is back. I think that one in the middle is Lyle Waggoner. Awesome smile. And it's the 70th anniversary of McCarthyism in the United States.
Yeah!
System. Thank God we've come so far since then. And the Summer Olympics hit Tokyo
yes!
for the first time
Oscar.
Since 1964. Get ready for the heart-pounding excitement of curling.
Yeah.
Such fiendish thingies. 2020 also marks the 20th year that Zappos continues to offer over 1,000 trusted brand names to help millions of people, look good, look great.
Yeah, do
customers
look good.
Are there, and they get a great, long-lasting wardrobe. As always, Zappos.com provides fast, free shipping, free and easy returns, 24/7 friendly customer service, and a 365-day return policy. Thank you, Zappos. Thank you.
Thank you.
You make us look good all year long. Remember, only 171 days until the Olympics begin, so get your brooms and stones ready. Am I right, ladies?
Yay!
That's another curling reference. Thank you. Thank you very much, everybody.
News!
After last night's Super Bowl, we ventured into the intranets to search for trivia and interesting facts. I will give you 6 of them.
Nice. Oh,
perfect.
Kansas City Chiefs coach Andy Reid finally got his first Super Bowl win, and deuces were wild. It was his 222nd career win as a head coach, and it happened on 2-2-2020.
Yes.
Reid had previously been the winningest coach in NFL history without a championship. And I felt great for him. It was fun to watch.
He looked so happy. Good for him.
So into it. San Francisco 49ers coach Kyle Shanahan is not exactly known as a Super Bowl finisher. This is a cruel statistic. There are 3 teams in the Super Bowl history to lose a 10-point fourth quarter lead. Kyle called the offensive plays for 2 of them.
Wow.
Again, Kyle was the offensive coordinator for the Falcons when they coughed up a 28-3 lead to the New England Patriots 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. And after the 10-minute mark in the fourth quarter, Shanahan's Super Bowl teams were outscored, a combined 46-0.
Mm.
That includes the overtime of Super Bowl 51.
Yeah, but he's been to a lot of games, Mike. Been to a lot of games.
Yes, that's...
Number
3, Patrick Mahomes turned 24 back in September, and now he is the youngest quarterback to win the Super Bowl MVP. Tom Brady is the only other QB to do it before turning 25. Mahomes' comeback numbers are incredible. He was 5-0 when trailing by double digits this season, including 3-0 in the postseason. No other starting quarterback has led 3 double-digit comebacks in a single postseason. Along those lines, the Chiefs are the first team to win the Super Bowl after trailing by 10 or more points in every game in a single postseason.
Wow.
And finally, according to advanced math, the 49ers had a 94.5% chance of winning when they led 20-10 with 10:37 left in the game.
You should send that statistic, that 94%. Send that to Shanahan. Maybe it'll make him feel better.
There you go. Yeah. Way to go, man. if you had 12 days in your Pamela Anderson, John Peters marriage pool, you can pick up your winnings today.
Oh, no.
Pam announced Friday that it's already over. Yeah, that's planning, at least for now. She said, quote, "We would be very grateful for your support as we take some time apart to reevaluate what we want from life and from one another." You've been together 12 days.
Not even
2
weeks.
Why don't you just shut up about it?
So now move on.
Yeah.
"We have mutually decided to put off the formalization of our marriage certificate and put our faith in the process. Thank you for respecting our privacy." Well, you made that public statement.
Yeah, of course.
Apparently, Pam and John never filed the legal paperwork for a marriage certificate, despite going through with the ceremony on January 20th.
Well, who doesn't love a ceremony, Mike?
Can you imagine every guest there is like, what about our presents?
And we'll need those back.
It's not clear if their reevaluation means there's a chance they'll get back together. Who cares.
I hope so, and I hope the next marriage lasts twice as long.
I think if you get divorced within
almost a month.
Yeah.
I would say 4 weeks. Within 4 weeks of a wedding, if you get divorced, you owe your guests their gifts back in cash.
There should be a rule.
Yeah.
You know what? How about every marriage that ends in divorce, you return gifts? No.
That's cool.
Cost you a
very, very uncomfortable.
Fortune and postage. Yeah,
divorce itself costs money.
It's pretty ridiculous. The Monday after the Super Bowl is the hardest of the year because everyone's exhausted, bloated. I am. And possibly hungover. Oh, the sausages this guy made, though. Oh, such sausages.
Can you thumbnail them for me?
Tease them.
The perfect combination of heat and flavor.
Yum.
And a tomato sauce that I think that there's a way of making a tomato sauce that just explodes. I shouldn't be eating tomato sauce when I'm keto, but I was eating the sausage and it had a little on there.
That happens.
Fantastic. 44% of us think it should be a paid holiday. I think that's crap. I think it's really crap. I think that's the dumbing of it. You have holidays to honor people, that not holidays because you ate too many nachos.
Look,
okay?
Take a sick day. Take a vacation day. Do whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 44% of us. 52% have used a vacation day to get the day off. 39% of have used a sick day, like Oscar mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
41% of us expect to be less productive today. 41%. I think we've had a killer show, to be perfectly
honest
with you.
Absolutely.
41% also plan on being late to work. Oscar was ahead of me today.
Who plans on being late to work?
Not me.
You don't plan, it just happens, dude.
38% of us will drink more coffee than normal. Where do they get this? Which isn't too unusual, since on any given Monday, we're more likely to show up late, drink a ton of coffee, leave work early, and zone out in meetings. That said, 40% of people said they might be more productive today. There you go.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah, unless your name is Shanahan.
Possibly because so many people call in sick, so there aren't as many distractions.
Yeah.
So there's that.
Super Bowl.
The streets, how was your traffic on the way in?
It was non-existent.
Yeah, Mike, ghostly today. Ghostly.
Oh,
yeah.
A lot of people may be taking that aforementioned.
Humbleweeds.
Rob, this is for you.
Thank you.
This is something you might enjoy, and I don't even know if you're aware of it, but tell me if you are.
Okay.
A simple math trick was posted on Reddit that apparently is blowing people's minds, and it is percentages are reversible.
In what way?
Did you know that?
I don't know this. I don't know
16% this. 16% of 25 is the same answer as 25% of 16.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That's wild.
Yeah.
Yeah. Trying to figure out 16% of 25 is hard, but 25% of 16 is easier.
Four, yeah.
It's four. And so that's apparently some new thing that people are talking about.
I'll mess with that.
I thought prime numbers were something
it's
we all
cool.
Like.
I've always had a little issue with percentages.
Yeah,
you know? I'm one of the people that, you know, when they put those three tiers of tipping on a check, you know, when you get that, I'm like, thank you, dumb guy.
You know, but that's actually
the day off after this.
That's one of the easiest things to do, because if you figure you want to tip 20%, which is very common, just move the decimal point over one and double it.
Yes. Or get your slide rule out and see what, like, you're really tipping.
Yes. And maybe your smartphone has a calculatrix in it.
Well, when it comes to math, I will always consult my main source that I've had for years and years,
which
that
is?
Always works for me, an abacus. All right, and now a little something for you. A popular Instagram account called The Shade Room posted a picture a few days ago that shows polo shirt onesies for adult men.
Oh.
Yes, they are collared shirts that go all the way down to the crotch where they snap between the legs. On one hand, that actually might be convenient if you have trouble keeping shirts tucked in. But on the other hand, you know, the whole, you know, it's weird.
Yeah.
People are now debating whether these are a great idea or terrible, for what it's worth. From our research, these don't necessarily appear to be made for guys to wear in daily life. The main company behind them is called Rears.
Called what?
Rears, R-E-A-R-Z.
Oh, with a Rears. Z it is. Yes, thank you.
Yeah. Oh, they sell products for people with adult baby fetishes.
Oh.
That's what... then again, Rears could really expand their potential customer base if the men of the world decide these also have practical, non-fetish uses. I don't know why I wrote this, but I'm just glad Rofo's getting married. I don't know why I wrote this. Obviously, it was the right thing to write because you guys found it funny, too. I don't know why I wrote that.
It certainly does make you think twice before leaning over.
top. Ow! Anyway, we'll take a break and come back with the audio from Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
You asked and we listened. Now you can listen on Spotify. In our never-ending effort to make it easier for you to access our content, The Mike O'Mara Show can now be streamed on Spotify, just another platform that gives you full TMOS access. So go grab the show and listen and spread the word. The more you know, the more we grow. TMOS on Spotify. Grab it.
Welcome back to The Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by No Emmy. Shopping for fine jewelry can be overwhelming, especially considering the fact that most fine jewelry retailers mark up prices by 500 to 1,000%. God, wow, 1,000%.
Hot.
Noemi believes that luxury jewelry doesn't have to be overpriced. They cut out the middleman to discover and deliver exceptional products without the exorbitant markup. Finally, a customer service company that just happens to sell jewelry.
Hi.
Perfect for Valentine's Day, just around the corner. Noemi also offers a lifetime warranty and free shipping and returns on every product. If you are looking for the finest quality jewelry from a luxury brand you can trust, look no further than Noemi, my friends. Go to hellonoemi.com/TMOS to see their collections and get $50 off your first purchase with promo code TMOS. That's an even better deal after spending a fraction of what you'd pay for other luxury brands. Just go to hellonoemi.com/TMOS. And don't forget to use the promo code TMOS for $50 off your first purchase at Noemi. Let's open up the audio vault for today. Happy day after Super Bowl, Every. This is Monday, February 3, 2020. Take it away, Rob.
And congratulations, Chiefs fans, for the 50-year drought of their Super Bowl and their Super Bowl victory.
Yes. Absolutely.
However, there was a lot of celebrating in Kansas City last night to a point that it was picked up by the National Weather Service radar. And they said, well, what's going on? And it turns out there were so many gunshots, fireworks, and just plain explosions in Kansas City that it was picked up by the National Weather Service. This is actual sound footage of Kansas City last night following the game.
That's a gun, right?
Yes. Oh, yes. And you're in, these are fireworks as well, but I think there's just plain explosions, too.
Is this a war zone?
Or Carnival. That's from Latin America.
Missouri.
Yeah.
It sounds a lot like Kansas to me.
So that's what was going on in Missouri.
Wow.
Meanwhile, do you know if I tell you the name Alan Roach? Do you know that name?
I know Al Roach.
No, Alan Roach is the PA announcer at the Hard Rock Stadium. And just for fun, this is what it sounds like if the PA guy from the Super Bowl recites a Billie Eilish song.
So you're a tough guy, like a really rough guy, just can't get enough guy. Chest always so puffed guy. I'm a bad guy. I'm a bad guy.
I don't know why I found that as funny as I did.
That is hysterical.
That is fun.
That is, what a great PA voice.
Yeah.
Huh?
Uh-huh.
That is fun.
Wow.
So his name is Alan Roach. I don't know. Do they use the staff PA guy at the stadium, or does the NFL bring him in, do you think?
Oh, I imagine they bring in their
PA guy.
Yeah, their guy.
One more time, please.
So you're a tough guy, like a really rough guy, just can't get enough guy. Chest always so puffed guy. I'm a bad guy. I'm a bad guy.
So that's that. That is a voice, PayPal.
So, are you enjoying the early spring thanks to the rat in Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania?
Oh, okay.
Oh, my God. By the way, we didn't talk about commercials. Maybe we can talk about it tomorrow.
Yeah.
I laughed out loud when I saw it early, the Bill Murray commercial.
Yeah.
So damn funny. Just
and
so
also,
perfectly done.
I don't know why it landed so well. I mean, did you like the Boston accent spot for the car that bangs?
I laughed out loud.
I did, too. I'm glad because you know what?
It was beautifully done, Rob.
Yeah.
I thought it really was.
I liked
was
that,
so,
too.
I mean, yeah, everybody knows what you're going to get, but it's so, you know.
The construction was great.
Smart pack.
Smart pack.
Smart pack.
Okay.
It was great. But you know what? It's interesting you bring that up because the people at the party I was at, there were a couple of New England people and me, and we were laughing our asses off.
See, and I was wondering.
The rest of the country,
I'm
not sure.
I wanted to text you because as a New England guy and a voice guy, I loved it, and I was wondering, do you think this is going to land for Mike? And I'm glad it did. It
absolutely did.
Good, good.
So, and Rachel, is it Dratch?
Right, Rachel Dratch, yeah.
She's just, hers makes me laugh.
Oh, she's great.
She's fantastic.
So here's the announcement at Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania. Punxsutawney Phil, the Groundhog, of course, yesterday, Groundhog Day, and here we go.
Now my forecast on a day that's a palindrome.
This dick in a top hat.
Now my forecast on a day that's a palindrome will cause some to cheer and some to moan. So do I hope you think it's neighborly, for there is no shadow of me. Spring, it'll be early. It's a certainty.
Hooray.
You ever been up there? Yeah. I've been up there.
I've been through the town. I've been in Punxsie.
You've been through it?
Yeah.
Oh, I partied in Punxsie.
Did you?
Yeah. 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 Partied out there. Yeah. It's great.
I've never been there for the event.
Yeah. Yeah. The wife's got some fam up there.
Well, that's good.
Oh, yeah. Right. That's all. That's all.
We've called the gift shop.
Yeah. Very reasonable real estate prices around there.
Really?
Great chicken. Yes. Great fried chicken as well.
Oh, phenomenal. I remember the chicken.
Thank you for remembering.
The chicken was great. Yeah.
Fantastic. Yeah.
So it's back. Poised to appreciate, I'm sure, all the properties up there.
Absolutely.
Ready to go.
After that rodent comes out, that's it.
That's it.
For another
it's
year.
Good night for another 364 days. Mike, I didn't even know that Jerry Cooney was still alive. Let's close with this. Do you know he is in talks with Larry Holmes for a rematch?
Jerry Cooney? Like from the 70s?
Boxers Larry Holmes and Jerry Cooney are in talks for a rematch nearly 40 years after they last fought. The fight will consist of 10 rounds of boxing and 80 bathroom breaks. It'll be the first fight decided by natural causes.
Now that is that's your magic audio ball. Have a great week, everybody. God,
that's
the most horrifying thing I've ever thought of.
Yeah, it's like that lady with the KY last week that you played.
Yeah.
Right? Oh. Only in a different gross way, right?
Yeah. So glad you brought it up.
Oh, disturbing.
It's disturbing.
It's disturbing.
Truly is.
Well, I bet she'll be at the fight, though.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, that's it. We got to get out of here. We'll be back tomorrow with another brand new Mike O'Mara show. Thank you all for joining us. Spread the word about TMOS and get ready for our brand new TV commercial coming in 2020. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
I'm a phony, just like you.
It took me like 3 hours to finish the shading on your upper lip.